Good morning, everyone. It's a beautiful day here in the Upper Thumb of Michigan on April 11th, 2014. Welcome to our call today for our Fast Action Friday. I love Fridays. I think a lot of people do. Sometimes you can't wait for a Friday to get here, but since I work from home, many of my days are pretty much the same, but Fridays still feel extra special. And I love ending the week with doing a few quick actions that make me feel like I am very productive, even if the rest of the week I wasn't as productive as I hoped I could be. Actually, this past week, I got a lot of things done. We scheduled several events. I'll be going to the Saginaw BNI Visitor Day meeting next Wednesday. And thanks you to a good friend who's going to be driving over with me. We set up more details for a trip down to North Carolina in June with another friend. We'll be attending Pamela Bruner's Transform for this year. And right now, let me just take a moment and make sure that everything's running well on the recording. Again, I'm just using Free Conference Pro, which is a free application and allows free recording. It has many bells and whistles that a lot of the other free programs don't. So if you're just starting out with some teleconferences and you want to be able to host them easily and very, very inexpensively, like I said, Free Conference Pro, the version I have, is completely free. this is one way to do it. I use it a lot for client meetings as well because it allows me to record or not record, whatever the case may be. And we are recording today, April 11th, 2014. I can have an impromptu call just by giving someone the access number. And we'll be right back. All right, I'm back. The recording's going. I'm going to trust that everything's going well. Because we're just on the line for a little over 15 minutes, I'm not worried about doing a backup for an additional bridge line or a backup recording. When I do longer events, say like one of my Fast Action webinars, where I'm actually doing more teaching or having a guest speaker, then I will go to the bother and the expense of making sure I have an additional recording somewhere. Just have that to be able to share with you. So let's get to today's Fast Action Tip. One of the things that my clients are always complaining about is how much email they get into their various email boxes. They admit they sign up for many, many things, and that's pretty cool because there are some wonderful coaches and other businesses out there offering a lot of wonderful material that you need to sign up to their list to access it. And then what do you do with it? You don't dislike the program, but maybe you don't always read everything that's coming in. So I'm going to share with you a couple of the things that I do to keep my inboxes more manageable on a day-to-day basis. Make sure that I'm seeing what's important. Now, number one, designate one of your inboxes as your main place for your important emails to come. And I actually use two. One handles all of my financials and my sensitive accounts, and I very rarely ever give that account email address to people just use on the fly to reach me. That's not what it's for. I have a super good password on there. I like using LastPass to help me manage all my passwords. But the main email that I get throughout the day is my Gmail account. And even though most email that I read in that account is not to Gmail, I use Gmail anyway because it allows me to forward all of my email that's associated with my various websites like cat@565.com or cat@rockingyourpath.com. It all comes into my main Gmail account. I'm able to send that out from that account. Easy peasy. Don't have to do anything. It's set up to automatically reply to the same email that comes in. And it literally takes just a minute or two to set up and verify. Now, you do have to have your email set up in your hosting domain that's associated with your website. If you're running a free WordPress.com site, you probably cannot do this unless you've got some premium services there. But if you're just running the freebie program there and freebie website there, you won't be able to do this. But if you're self-hosting a site, whether you manage it yourself or you hire someone to manage it, maybe your hosting company does it, maybe you have a virtual assistant, maybe you have an employee or a friend that helps you out or a spouse or, oh, in these days, maybe one of your children helps you out with that. You just set it up, set an email for that, then set it to forward to your Gmail account. And then you go into your Gmail account under your settings and your account, and you set up the email there, and you follow the prompts, and at one point it will send a verification, and once it's verified, you're all set up to go. So I literally have about, I don't know, 4 to 6 email accounts associated with my various domain names. And is my primary one that comes to my name, like I said, cat@rockingyourpath.com. I have one that goes to my virtual assistant. I have one that's more generic, like help or client care or info or team or newsletter, depending on what website we're working with. And again, all of those come right in. I know immediately how those come in. And it's a simple place to go and get the bulk of my email at a moment's notice. Now, the really important thing to do is also use your filter setting. So when you sign up for a newsletter or someone's list and you realize that you're not reading them as they come in, maybe it's good information, but you just don't have time right away, to make sure you use a filter and filter it into a folder that you can scan later and pick out the gems to read. Now, I recommend that you take out a piece of paper right now and from memory write down, say, 3 to 6 emails, lists that you belong to, that you enjoy reading the moment they get in. Maybe it's always vital information, or they're always offering something, or you're in their paid program and you want to keep up with the lessons. Write those down. Do it from memory. If you can't figure out who they are, then it's probably not real important to you. So when you go into your email, anybody who you've not been reading regularly, as soon as they come in or you don't leave them as unread so you don't miss them to read as soon as possible, those are the ones you're going to filter. Now, I use a couple filters. One, I filter general newsletter type signups to a newsletter folder. And I use another one for programs that I'm involved with, so I can keep track of those easily. It's very simple to set up. in the recap, I'll give you some links and additional advice to help you set up your filter, whether you're working in Gmail or you're working in Hotmail or Yahoo or where to possibly look if you're using a different system. All right? Now, I also keep an email account at Yahoo, I'm going to be honest here, that I use and affectionately call as my litter box. This is the account, and it doesn't, it's, the name on the account is not litter box, but that's my name for it. It's the one that I use when I sign up for something that either, I know it's a one-time thing. I just want to see what they're doing. Maybe I'm checking out how they're handling something. Or maybe I like, I'm enticed by the free offer they're giving. Or it's a JV event and I got in that way. But I feel in my heart, in my energy vibes, in my intuition, I'm just not likely to read this one all the time. And I do try to limit the ones that I read all the time to 3 to 6. And I will use that account. That makes it easy for me to ignore that account and only go into it a few times a week, usually once a week. And I can quickly scroll through there and hit delete, 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 delete. I can set up a filter I want so I can delete, easily delete a whole category just by highlighting the top and marking everything in that list and hitting delete. It does take a little time to do that each week, but I'm talking maybe 90 seconds to 2 minutes as opposed to the time to take to go to that email account, check every email that's coming in, and doing that for Yahoo, and I'm doing that for my Hotmail account, also managing my two Gmail accounts. And remembering that one of those Gmail accounts filters the bulk of everything that is coming into me. Why do I filter to a folder to read later? Well, because I want to stay abreast of things, and I often notice on Facebook that somebody's working on a project and I realize I'm already on their list and I can go back into my folder and look through that email without signing back up again. So I'm saving myself the hassle of doing that. Now, I also use my Hotmail account. My Hotmail account is my middle-of-the-road account. It's one of the ones I started with way back when, so I have some friends and family that still insist on using that Hotmail address to reach me. So I do check it usually every other day. If I have time, I'll check it daily. But I also use it for some of my sign-ups that I do. And in that case, I don't filter to a newsletter account or a newsletter folder. I filter to an account I call Check Weekly and Delete. So it automatically goes there. If I go into that file, that folder that I have filtered email to once a week, if I haven't checked anything there, I likely am not going to check anything there. I'm not going to take any action there. I'm not going to do anything else. And without reading anything, I can click one button to select everything in that folder, delete everything in that folder, and I'm done. And yet, it's still sitting there until I delete things in my delete folder. So I've got the peace of mind that I'm not losing things, that I may need something. You know, we all have that, you know, we keep a lot of our incoming regular snail mail because we feel that and we might need it someday. And we do the same thing with our online inboxes. We get a lot of stuff in there that we are just a little antsy about letting go of too easily, too quickly, and worry that we might need it. So by using filters, I have that email, but it's not right in front of me daily, beckoning me in to spend time where I don't need to, and so I'm ready to deal with it. So let me summarize that. Have all of your email forwarded to a main account that you need to check regularly, at least daily. I check mine usually 3 or 4 times a day. Quick check to make sure that there's nothing important coming in from a client or a prospect, checking a new sign-up for my free 20-minute strategy session, things like that. All right? Write down, from the top of your head, 3 to 6 lists that you are subscribed to that you read often, that you know you would miss if you didn't see them right when they come in. All right? Those are going to leave in your active email or filter them to a special folder where you're going to check it regularly. Other than that, you're going to set up folders to handle almost all of the rest of your email that doesn't need to be looked at immediately. And then when you have your time to do that, when you are ready to do a quick scan and purge of what's in there, it's going to save you gobs of time managing your inbox. All right. Please send your questions and for future tips for us to discuss on Best Action Fridays. Remember to check your emails every week for the access information. I'll probably be using Free Conference Pro again for most often, but occasionally we'll be doing a quick webcast. Occasionally I'll be using another service just to try it out and to give you feedback on that. And also, your email will contain a link to the recap from weeks before. And remember, a recap is not a full transcript of our Best Action Friday call-in. It just highlights the main Best Action tip or two that was discussed. So you have can take quick action with your turn exercise. See you again next week. Enjoy this wonderful spring if you're in the spring season where you are. This is Kat Sturz at rockingyourpath.com signing off for today's Best Action Friday. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone.